Two legislative interim committees have approved bill drafts designed to help curb the growth in the state's prison population. The bills would reduce penalties for drug addicts, allowing them to be sent to treatment facilities and to be put on probation faster. Supporters say the goal is to cut the amount of prisoners being sent to other facilities and using that saved money for local addiction programs. Some of the proposals advocated by State Corrections Director Leanne Birch, such as reducing the charge for a first-time drug offender from a misdemeanor to an infraction, eliminating mandatory sentencing, and reducing the minimum time someone convicted of a crime has to spend behind bars, were rejected by the committee. But Birch says she's glad the bills will get a hearing in the next legislative session.
The bill has some good things in it and some things that I wish would have been better, but I think it's a work in progress, and obviously once it gets to session, there'll be a number of other amendments that can either strengthen it or weaken it.
West Fargo Republican Representative Kim Koppelman chairs the House Judiciary Committee. He called the bills a starting point.
I think we need to be balanced. I think the pendulum shouldn't swing way far the other way. It should come to some sensible middle ground that really encompasses both the idea of being tough on serious criminals and also being smart enough to know the difference.
One of the main differences between the two bill drafts deals with making probation the presumptive sentence for first-time low-level felons. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.